T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All that really matters is the guys in that building, the guys in that locker room. And we all believe that belief's never going to go anywhere. They quit. You'll never see us quit. And so we're excited to get back to work. This is a frustrating one, an embarrassing one. But like I said, we got 3 games. We got a couple NFC East games ahead of us that we'll really see what we're made of.
Trust me, no one's excited to get back to work, at least last night. Marks and Reese, that was Carson. Frustrated, Chuck the helmet. First time you've really seen frustration out of him like that I can remember, at least. Yeah. You know what I say? Good, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's had a pretty good career up to this point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of frustration out of him. Typically keeps his emotions in check, but I would imagine the last couple of weeks have been frustrating for him. And, you know, he's a competitor. It's good to see that there's some emotion in there. You know, now it's time to go out there and get these things corrected.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to Colin in Wilmington, Delaware. Hi, Colin.
Hey, guys. Disappointing day for sure yesterday, but I had a little conversation with my buddies around an age-old question in the NFL. It's a dual-threat quarterback versus a pocket quarterback. More and more they've been telling me these days you need a dual-threat quarterback to make it in the NFL. But when I see Tom Brady, I see Drew Brees, I see these guys playing into their 40s now and still getting better. I just see a little – I think Carson needs to go a little bit more towards being a pocket passer than a dual threat, which we've always told him to get outside.
He's been a pocket passer. Essentially, he's been a pocket passer this year, hasn't he?
But he doesn't have the weapons, and I understand that. So when you don't have the weapons, I understand it, but he needs to just stick with being a pocket passer because – with all these weapons that these guys have and the way the Tom Brady's and the Drew Brees's are just reading and concentrating on safeties, concentrating on the hashes and the verticals, I think he's just thinking too much when it comes to all of his options, all of the trick plays in his – and they just need to go back to what the NFL was made of, with a quarterback being a quarterback. And I just want to know if all else – is the same rating coming out. Do you want a dual threat quarterback, or are you too worried about the injuries and the other things that come along with it?
No, I like a dual threat quarterback.
I mean, honestly,
you got to have a quarterback with some mobility.
What quarterback? You're talking about two of the great quarterbacks of all time that are in their 40s.
Right.
All right, what quarterback comes out these days that's a quote-unquote pocket passer?
None.
None, right? Because the game's moved away from there.
Yep.
Carson Wentz is just fine being a – if he continues to get hurt because he's out running around. Frankly, Ike, they're not using him enough rolling out and doing stuff like that. I know I was the one that was saying, don't be reckless. But that doesn't mean they can't try to do some things to switch things up.
Well, they certainly don't want him in harm's way. And they may be doing this consciously. He may be doing this consciously, not running. Nearly as much, really, as a last resort type of a thing. Maybe that is. I think most people would trade the health of Carson Wentz for that. I've always said, I'm gonna leave it up to him. I'm gonna trust his eyes. I'm gonna trust what he's doing out there. He sees it. He feels it. If he doesn't think it's good for him to take off, then
so be it.
So be it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, again, I look at yesterday, I look at this season, and I say, listen, Carson definitely has been struggling, but I put more on Doug than anybody. It's been a tough year, man. There's been injuries and there's been everything else. But I heard John and Joe talking about this, and John was using the word messaging, right? Mm-hmm. Now the new thing to say is messaging. The messaging by Doug's not working. Well, that's not working, but not just the play calling, right? There's a lot of things that aren't working this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it took us a while to get to this point. We're at week 11, 10 games in. And, you know, now we can start to come to grips with maybe this just is not going to happen this year. I mean, that just may be that just may be what the situation is. I mean, the Eagles right now, I mean, they are talking a good game, but they aren't necessarily going out there and playing the way that they are talking throughout the week. So, to me, they're all giving sort of lip service. They're saying what they think they should say. They're saying what they think will light a spark under them, and all of a sudden everything is going to start clicking, but it's not happening. It's not happening.
No. No, I'll take Brandon last week here, and he's coming. He's going to be here tonight, 6 o'clock, Brandon Graham show. And then all week long, even D-Gun got him the day they arrived in New Orleans. You know what he's saying? He's saying what he should say, which is, I feel great about this week.
Yeah.
Is it a must-win game? I'm not going to say it's a must-win game because you know how it is. I'm not going down that road. He's a veteran. He knows what he should say and what he shouldn't say. Do the guys actually believe it? Do the guys believe with that defensive backfield now, with more guys even now, do they believe they can compete against the good teams in the league?
Well, I don't know if it certainly didn't look like they believed yesterday.
No.
Now, to be fair, that's the first time it's looked that way all year. So maybe they didn't believe they could beat the Saints. I mean, maybe they didn't.
I didn't think they quit, though, anything like that.
No one else certainly believed they could beat the Saints, except for me and a few people.
A couple people out there.
I don't even know if I really believed it, but it sounded good Friday.
Mr. Eagle, you get yourself pumped up because you're trying to be positive.
Well, I was trying to convince myself. I did a good job of it, too.
You did.
I really did believe Friday that they were going to win. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
No, that wasn't hot take society.
No, that was me. I had convinced myself.
Let's go to Tim. Tim in Avondale. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How are you?
What up, Tim?
Hey, I got texted you a couple times last night. Or not texted you. I'm sorry.
Tweeted?
You know, sent a tweet to you a couple times
I stopped looking at Twitter around 6 o'clock.
Okay. No worries. Well, listen, I didn't get a chance to call in last week. I'm going to try to stay on topic, but the whole it's not Carson's fault. Did you see the statistic last night for the first 3 years between Drew Brees and Carson? We got.
Yep.
Can we get off of Carson a
Hold on a second.
Let me finish. I waited. When you get on the phone, when you get on here and the guy, he threw the ball. He played bad last night. He knows he has to keep up with that because of the situation. The bomb that he threw was underthrown. The first pick he threw was underthrown, but he's pressing. Okay?
Yep.
He's not overrated. It's not his fault that the defense was overrated. I saw Chris Long get blocked by Michael Thompson last night. He got blocked by Michael Thompson, a wide receiver, not a chip block. A block. It was ridiculous, okay? But here's the thing. It comes down to personnel. And I'm going to say this, and I'll let you go, and I'll hang up and listen or whatever you want me to do. But listen, they had that Kirkwood kid or whatever his name is come off the bench, right? We got a 30-year receiver on a trade. He's non-existent. And they got a kid. They're bringing out guys that nobody's ever heard of. He catches the first, four out of eight balls or something. We don't have any personnel, man. It's not the same. The skill positions on offense are the same. It's the offensive line has been a mess this year, and we haven't replenished. And that's what happened.
Oh, so Carson bears none of the responsibility, Tim. None. The quarterback that has the ball in his hand.
Not none, but Johnny, you're saying last week you were on a diatribe that the guy was overrated.
You know why? I say that because people looked at him and guys like Carson Wentz don't lose games like that yesterday. Guys like Carson Wentz don't lose to the Cowboys.
Oh, sure they do.
Guys like Carson Wentz don't lose to the Titans. Don't lose to the Panthers in that matter.
Listen, look at the Saints record.
Not the way people talk.
John, look at the Saints record the last couple of years. Look, I follow the Eagles and I lived in New Orleans. I got a bunch of friends down there. Listen, Drew Brees' record was 500 until this year. He was 500 his record. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying Carson's better than him. He's unbelievable. But can't go into that. You go into that game knowing you've got to score 40, and the guy got frustrated and started throwing
it
up.
Yeah, no, like as far as and I appreciate Tim, but
I mean, I'm gonna hang up.
See you. Goodbye. I mean, if I came on today and I'm pointing fingers at Doug, so I'm worried about what Doug's doing Carson's the quarterback. The ball's always in his hands. Did he have a good game yesterday? No, of course not. Did I just say
No, he had a terrible game.
Terrible
yesterday.
Game. I still want to sign him to a long-term contract for $30 million a year or whatever. He's the best quarterback to come here since Donovan McNabb, right? He's a franchise quarterback. I can work with Carson Wentz, right? But that doesn't mean you can't look at him and say, wow, he really hasn't had a good year. He has not had a good year this year. Sorry, yeah. You can blame the O-line. I have. You can give me the – I'll do the Carson excuse
list
again.
Yesterday was his first bad game.
No.
Sure it was.
Well, complete game that he was bad, sure.
Yeah, but that's a bad game.
Okay, well, you know what I consider bad games? Bad games where you score 17 points the entire game. That's a bad game.
Well, that's for the offense in general.
Yeah.
Not necessarily for him.
People love
me. I mean, if he's completing over 70% of his balls and he has a, 15 touchdowns to three, I mean – mm-hmm. You could say that he's had a bad moment in a game.
23 points loss.
Bad games.
17 points loss. You can't have a good game when you score 17 points at home. No.
Sure you can.
No, I disagree. Everybody keeps pointing to 70% and touchdown interception. I get it. His numbers on paper look good. He's looked good in a lot of games for three quarters. What about the first quarter? What about the fourth quarter in some of these games? That overrides, that trumps, he still had 70%.
Well, for you it does. Not
okay,
for everybody.
17 points is not enough to win. It's
well,
not.
In some instances it is.
Not with this defense.
Well,
20,
if the team only gives up 16.
1, 2, 3, and 4 games this year. Yesterday, throw out the window. Just throw the whole game out the window as far as Carson Wentz. Whatever. Unless he was Carson Wentz of the middle of last year, they had no chance in that game. No chance at all. Four games this year, they had a chance to win. With better quarterback play.
Yep.
Let's go to Russ Williamstown. Hi, Russ.
Hey, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I've been listening to you guys for about a year. Hey, we can all agree last year was magical, and something just ain't right this year. And I've been, superstitious as hell. I've been thinking of everything that's different this year. And there's two things I can think of that are a little bit different. One, I don't think he's wearing that Dutch Destroyer bracelet last year that he wore. That might have been part of the magical part of it. And two, you guys stopped serving up that Ike juice.
That's what it is?
That's certainly part of the issue. Yep,
you guys
all the mojo.
Yeah, you guys stopped serving it up, and I guess you guys stopped believing. I don't know. Or put everybody. But
Ike didn't stop believing.
That fueled it last year.
No, that was primarily a Ben decision.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
So a bracelet and Ike juice, not the offensive line or the head coach looking like the clueless Doug that we know. I hear you. I wish that was.
He wore that bracelet last year. It was magical. I don't know if that little kid provided the little magic. He's dead and deceased. Not to be insensitive, but.
Yeah.
No, Russ, it's as simple as this. They aren't equipped to overcome the adversity and injuries that have hit the team this year. That's just really what it boils down to.
Yep.
They aren't equipped to overcome that this year. They just aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're seeing.
Yep.
At least to a point where you're getting sustained success week in and week out. That's why you get up and down play. That's why you get spurts in games. Forget about yesterday's game. They were outmanned yesterday. And that's just a better team yesterday. But these other games where they've been the favorite going in every game, they'll probably be the favorite this week. I haven't even seen a line yet. They'll probably be favorite this week. They've lost two games. The Giants have won two games, and the Eagles will still probably be favorite this week. And it'll be a close game.
No, I think they're 5.5.
Look at that. It'll be a close game. It'll be a close game Sunday.
Yeah, Vegas has been off every week with this team.
Because it's hard to
figure
the team out.
They're actually it's 6.5.5. It opened up at 7, so some money came in and bet that down. But they're still considered. Let's say I don't think the Giants are any good. This team's not any good.
Well, the Giants are playing better the last couple.
Their
weeks.
Offense is playing well.
Yes.
Yeah. Do I feel great about the Eagles this Sunday at home against the Giants? Of course I don't.
Nope.
No. How could you?
Not when you look at our back four.
And your boy, Sidney Jones. So Peter King, check this out, right? Wait, I'm sorry. What do we have? No, we're up against it. I'll share. I'm sure some people saw this, but people that didn't, Peter King was afforded the luxury of sitting in on the Saturday night meeting with the Saints coaching staff and Drew Brees, their offensive game plan, whatever they do. And he reports on it. And I'll tell you what essentially the game plan was yesterday. And I'd say it's kind of alarming.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.